AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a federal judge in Virginia has sentenced former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort to nearly 4 years in prison for bank and tax fraud.
A federal judge imposed the 47-month sentence after Paul Manafort addressed the court, saying he feels humiliated and ashamed. He says in solitary confinement, he had time to reflect on his actions and hopes to have an opportunity to show the world who he really is. Manafort was prosecuted as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, but this case is unrelated to his work for the Trump campaign.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives Thursday condemned hateful speech on all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks deemed anti-Semitic by many.
The yeas are 407. The nays are 23.
The vote in the U.S. House of Representatives was lopsided, with members passing a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other bigotry. The vote was a response to recent comments from freshman Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who suggested congressmen who support Israel have allegiances to both the United States and Israel. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said members may disagree sometimes,
but never questioning the patriotism or motivation of anyone with whom we serve.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Chinese tech giant Huawei has sued the U.S. government, arguing the legislation Congress passed last year restricting its businesses in the United States is unconstitutional. The case, which analysts see more as a public relations move, is the latest in an intensifying effort by the telecommunications company to fight U.S. security concerns that Huawei argues are unfair and unfounded. In its lawsuit, Huawei argues that a section of the National Defense Authorization Act violates the constitutional principles of separations of power and due